Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. The little Texas music there, the little ZZ Top. At your service. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with one of our good friends and longtime Brain Trust members, Dr. Charles Whelan, the author of 10 and a half Things No Commencement Speaker Ever Said. This is a great book. It's very funny. Marry someone smarter than you. Everyone should say that, shouldn't they, Charles?
Yeah, you know, when I actually delivered the speech on which the book was based, I then looked up and said, that will be easier for some of you than for others.
That's hilarious. So the book's available wherever books are sold. Also, Naked Economics, which we've covered on the show before. Charles, we need to get you back and get into that a little bit more at another time. But right now, as we wrap up our visit, I want you to give us a travelogue. Folks, Charles and his wife and two daughters and son took 9 months out of their lives and circumnavigated the earth. In 20, how many countries? 25 countries?
Well, yeah, I haven't actually made an official count. It's got to be 25 countries. 6 continents, 9 months, right. Roughly 25 countries.
So I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
We were thinking a lot of things. It's kind of the last time that we'll have with our oldest daughter. It was a real gap year for her. She'll start college in the fall. For me, it was a sabbatical of sort. If you read 10 and a half things, and one of the things I've always advocated for is people stepping away and taking some time to reflect.
Yeah.
To write, to think about what they want to do. And then I just love to travel. The world is an interesting place. And, you know, one of the encouraging things is we read about the trouble spots, of which there are many, but there are a lot of places, including much of South America, much of Southeast Asia, India, that are trending positive, where they're appreciably wealthier than they were 25 years ago, better governance, fewer predatory officials.
Because of trade, because of business.
I agree.
Because of government.
You need decent government to mediate that process, and you need to get rid of bad government. I mean, one of the things I noticed is there are far fewer predatory officials than there were 25 years ago. Fewer people shaking us down.
More and more countries are trying to work that out. You know, and even in Africa, they're trying to get rid of the hucksters, the people who are looking for bribes all the time.
You know, and technology does make it easier because you can often go over the heads of these middling bureaucrats who are the ones who used to be gatekeepers.
Right.
And maybe blockchain is one of the tools that does that.
It's
you know, if you can get around these people, then somebody in a village or a town can go straight and get their permit or their license or whatever they need without having to stand in a line and pay bribes and do those kinds of things.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you start out in Colombia. You told me you were surprised at how impressed you were with Colombia.
We loved Colombia. I hadn't seen Narcos yet, so I didn't have that image in my mind, but certainly I'm of an age where in the 80s and 90s, Colombia was borderline failed state.
Right.
But they have slowly, surely, with the help of the United States and trade and a bunch of other things.
President Uribe was great for them down there.
Decent governance. Yep. Yeah, I mean, I think if you're a country, you just need to avoid the Hugo Chavez of the world.
Right.
Because Venezuela was actually in a better place in the late 70s than Colombia was.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Venezuela's
the best
government.
Case right now. It's collapsed.
But Colombia
is beautiful.
So
then you spent how long in South America?
We spent about 3.5 months making our way down the west side of South America, all the way down to the bottom of Chile and Argentina.
Chile, yeah. And then you went over to New Zealand, Australia?
New Zealand and to Tasmania and Australia. So sleepier, quiet, easy places, but absolutely beautiful. New Zealand.
Those are fun people, the Australians. And
the Kiwis are just quiet. It's the only place I've ever been in my life where you can go out to dinner and restaurants are closed before it's dark out. that's New Zealand. The Australians, as you pointed out, have a lot more verve.
Yeah. Yeah, they love Americans.
They do. I mean, a lot of the world does. I mean, I think most people in the world are able to divorce politics from the personal. And so it's still, you know, the world is still a very friendly, protective place. I mean, to go back to Colombia, one of the things we loved in Colombia is people had this very paternalistic view of visitors. They were happy you'd come to their country, and they looked out for you.
What about Africa and India? Well, I got about 45 seconds.
I love both those places. We went back to India. It's about my fifth visit. And India is just the most interesting place on the planet and appreciably richer, as you said, because India, like China, has become engaged with the rest of the world. It's made a lot of people less poor.
Right. And Africa? Where'd you go in Africa?
We went to Tanzania, which is a lovely place.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful.
And what's the final? Do you recommend this to everybody?
I recommend that everybody do something like it. It may be a different flavor, it may be shorter, but take some time
before
away with
your family. Before the kids get out of the house.
Yeah, it's your last chance, and you will come back refreshed and having had a time to reflect on what you consider to be important.
Thanks for the travelogue, Charles, and welcome back to the USA. Glad you made it.
Thank you. I'm
glad
still settling
glad you
in.
Survived your teenage daughters on the trip.
Yeah, that's the hardest part, yes.
Hey, thanks, Charles. Come back soon. Charles Whelan, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Charles Whelan. And don't forget his books there, 10 and a Half Things No Commencement Speaker Ever Said.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.